In this week's episode, I ask, is your life or business in need of an IV? This week's three words, intention and vision.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
So our year is coming to an end, but I have a question for you as you start to think about your New Year's resolutions. What percentage of people do you think even make New Year's resolutions? Well, that percentage is about 77%. Okay, here's the follow-up question. What percentage of those people achieve their goals? Well, according to a USA News report, 80% of us give up on our New Year's resolutions by the second week of February. So I had to find out why. I had to research what was it that kept us from achieving our goals. And there's about four reasons I discovered, and I'll keep them pretty brief. But number one, we fail to pick realistic goals. So according to a study, the most common New Year's resolutions are losing weight, exercising, and eating more healthfully. Well, these are achievable goals, yet many of us, we don't follow through. And it can be because we don't take an approach that's rooted in reality. So ask yourself this question. Which goal is more achievable, losing 100 pounds or reducing the amount of sugar you eat? Well, the answer is obvious. Eat less sugar and you're more likely to lose weight. You should also keep in mind that choosing realistic goals and resolutions and achieving them, it improves your mindset. So even a small victory is still a victory. Like maybe not eating sugar for 30 days, you'll end up preparing yourself for a much larger goal. All right, the other reason we fall short, we don't plan properly. So would you take a road trip somewhere you've never gone before without asking Google for directions or a GPS system? Well, of course not, you wouldn't. So how can you achieve your resolutions without a plan? That's so important. All right, number three, we don't make it a habit. Everything in life is a result of creating a habit. So we have to find a way to replace a bad habit with a good habit. Okay, number four, we don't have the support. See, no one can accomplish anything without help and support. You need a tribe, you need a village to support you. And that support, it can just come in many various forms. While you could hire me as a life coach, you could hire a trainer, an assistant, maybe idea for various goals. But you know what? There's free help. There is free help available. Ask your partner, ask a family member, ask a coworker, maybe join an online group, or even start an accountability group. Text it with a group of friends. But don't be afraid to reach out and ask for what you need, which is support. And sometimes when somebody else is holding you accountable, it makes you push through those days that you really want to give up. All right, and the last thing I discovered why people miss their New Year's resolution goals is we fail to track our goals. Habits and resolutions, they take time. So tracking these goals, it's a great way to hold yourself accountable. But the main thing is you have to keep it simple. And that's why I'm excited to share this simple system that I learned from Pete Vargas to help you become one of the 8%, that's right, 8% of people who will achieve and likely exceed their resolutions, or should I say intentions. Well, most of you listening will be sitting down and thinking about your next year. But because I know most of you listening are overachievers, you prefer to get ahead of everyone else and have something already in place before the year kicks off. That I know, right? I know you're shaking your heads. Yes, that's right. The three-word podcasters are all about making progress. But here's what I want to encourage you to do. Schedule time for yourself. You've got to schedule this on your calendar. It's also important to include your spouse, significant other, maybe your business partner, because this will show you whether you're on the same page, and it'll also have somebody else to hold you accountable. Remember, if you don't schedule it on your calendar, it likely won't get done. Something else will take its place. But here is a simple strategy, and I know a strategy that will get you there faster. And I'll also include this PDF in the show notes so you can download it. It'll be easy for you to type in everything we're going to talk about over the next few minutes. I want to make it easy for you, but I also want a simple system for you that you can keep making progress. Okay, step number one, you're going to write down categories in your life that you intend to focus on improving in 2021. Categories, for example, health, maybe spouse, family, your faith, maybe personal growth, your mindset, friendships, career, business. Do you want to have more contribution in your life? The one thing I would recommend is at least write down three things. You know I love three. And don't write any more than 10. So that's step number one. It's really exciting to just list the categories. All right, step two. When looking at those categories and 2020, how would you rate that area of your life? So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning total fulfillment, where are you today? So when you look at your health, what's the rating? When you look at finances, what is the rating? Just put a rating of 1 to 10 as to where you are today. Okay, step three, write down three wins to celebrate from 2020. So again, think about your health. What rating would you give yourself today? Maybe you're at a 7 or 8 and you're happy, but you know you can improve with just a few tweaks. How about your relationships? Your kids? What rating would you give yourself? How about your mindset? Money, finance, your business? What rating would you give yourself in this area of your life? And just be completely honest with where you are today. All right, and finally, step four. And this is so simple. When you see the spreadsheet, it's just going to really simplify everything into one little document. Step four. This is going to inspire you. Looking at 2021 and the categories you've selected, what are the three ways to improve? Again, create a vision. See the life areas that matter the most to you, that you want to see growth in. These are your priorities. Could you just make a few adjustments to your health, your relationships, your business? What are ways to improve your finances? Believe me, do this for 2 to 8 months and you will create a big behavior in your favor and a better habit. So I'm asking you to shift your mindset from goals to intentions. See, goals can get missed. But when you set an intention, it's more powerful and it's more purposeful. The vision is that you see it and you feel it. It comes from deep within you. And yes, you're saying, Lisa, is this really that simple? It is. It is all possible to thrive in every area of your life. But all you need is a little IV, intention and vision. So over the next several podcasts, I'm going to go a little deeper, maybe into some of these categories that are important to you, just to help you stay on track of making progress and set yourself up for a year to remember. Again, get a little IV in your life, intention and vision. Well, if you like this podcast, make sure you rate it. If you think someone could benefit from this episode, I invite you to share it or subscribe at iTunes or Spotify so you don't miss out on the next 3-Word Podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at 3wordmeetings.com.